like a fetish club for your ears. Grab a hot drink and turn down the lights. Coming across the airwaves and into bedrooms everywhere, BDSM United is bringing you non-violent, consensual kink education. This isn't for the kiddos or for the cookie-cutter conservative vanilla prudes. We'll be talking bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, sadomasochism, and more today on this BDSM United podcast. I'm Master Saturn. Thank you for joining me for another BDSM United podcast in our ABCs of BDSM series. BDSM as a culture has a lot of its own symbols in it. Sometimes this reveals someone's identity to those who are within our culture, and sometimes it's useful to hide our identity from outsiders. This means that you can wear or display one or more of a certain symbol in public without drawing undue attention to yourself. Many symbols pass as a piece of jewelry or casual clothing. While this is not in place to cover all the symbols used in our community, let's talk about a few that are useful for you to know that are somewhat the most common. We urge you to look them up online and just kind of see which ones may work for you, or just overall, you may see these symbols, and so now you'll know why you see them. For starters, the overall symbol for BDSM is called a triskelion. It's it's somewhat of a rune-type symbol. It has some occult origins, but it is not used in any kind of occult way with BDSM. A triskelion is a circular figure comprising three curved branches radiating from the center and merging into an encompassing circle. To differentiate the BDSM symbol from the one used throughout history, the rune and whatnot, there are three holes or dots in each one of the three black fields to represent the previously described elements encompassed by the term BDSM. Bondage and discipline, sadism and masochism. Some people wear triskelion pins on their shirts, their vests, or on charms around their necks. If you are of the leather, in part of the leather community, you may wear a leather vest, and you may pin your vest as one who to show different experience that you have to others. We use the triskelion or part of it in our logo for BDSM United, and you'll see it sometimes in our site. It's just a universally recognized BDSM symbol, so it's pretty easy to identify if you know what you're looking at. But if you were wearing it on just on a piece of clothing or on a t-shirt or something, somebody outside of our culture probably wouldn't know what the symbol was. They may think it was something kind of like a yin-yang or something of that nature, because it looks kind of similar to that. A collar, as we talked about in numerous previous episodes, but a collar with or without a visible lock is one of the most common other symbols used to signify that one is owned, whether as a slave, a pet, or these days just as a submissive. Anything worn around the neck can serve as a symbolic collar, whether it's a actual leather dog collar, a bootlace, leather bootlace, a steel chain, or a necklace that has a lock or a key hanging from it. Collars can be relatively inconspicuous, especially if they can pass as jewelry or as if they're worn beneath the person's shirt. Collars can be really obvious BDSM symbols of ownership, and depending upon the social setting, they can draw wanted or unwanted attention, just depending on if you were to wear something like a bondage collar, a big leather bondage collar, it would be pretty noticeable, especially in vanilla settings, it would most likely be confused with a fashion device, but or maybe even a choker. But, you know, it would be a pretty conspicuous collar to be worn. Other common ownership symbols include something like a bracelet, a slave bracelet. It's a ring connected to a matching bracelet by a thin chain. Based on the Ring of O, which is a character in a 20th century somewhat BDSM kink themed novel called The Story of O. Along with wearable symbols, there are many specialty pride flags associated with aspects of BDSM, bear, rubber, latex, leather. They all have different pride flags. They are also often available as vest pins and patches to signify participation in one or another part of the overall BDSM culture. Because of BDSM's history and association with the LGBTQ community, because BDSM, well, S&M may have a really long history, as we say in many episodes, BDSM specifically was started by the homosexual gay men who came home from World War II and associated or brought together kinky, erotic S&M play with the relationship, power exchange relationships based on military protocol and hierarchy. It was really kind of the first combo of its kind in what gave us today BDSM. And so BDSM has always been associated with LGBTQ, and LGBTQ has always, for the most part, been associated with pride ever since Stonewall. And a few examples of flags or logos that identify BDSM, some groups would be like the leather flag. It's like a black and blue flag with a red heart on it. That's a very common one. A master slave, pup, or pony play, boot blacks, uniform fetishists, latex has a flag, rubber has a flag. You know, there's just some different ones, or it could be there's newer ones that I've seen with a trans flag with a pink and blue BDSM triskelion in the middle of it, and just some of the different flags. Symbolism can start out as a practical device, but later become merely symbolic. For example, the handkerchief code, also known as the hanky code, developed in the 1960s by kinky gay men, was originally a discreet way for someone to signal one's sexual preferences and interests to others in noisy and distracting environments of a leather bar. A red, a navy, a black, or a yellow hanky worn in the left rear pocket of denim or leather pants signaled respectively your interest in giving, a fisting, a cock-fucking, rough play, or piss play to someone else. Worn in the right rear pocket, the same color signaled one's interest in receiving the same things as a bottom. So it was whether you wanted to top and give or bottom and receive. And over the years, though, the number of hanky colors and their supposed meanings grew to the point that the code is now mostly not really used. Various online lists include multiple shades of each color, checkerboard patterns, animal paw prints, miniature teddy bears. There's like all different kinds of things on the list where it's almost not really usable. No one can remember all of these different variations. There's just too many. But for you and your group or your local community may still somewhat flag or signal using some hanky colors. And so some of the more common ones. You also see some of those common hanky colors are the same colors that you'll find of a lot of BDSM and leather-related items. You'll see red, blue, yellow, sometimes green, and you'll see those different gray and black. You'll see those original hanky colors. If you just want to get a unique perspective, go back and look at the hanky code and see which color that you prefer to have your toys in. For instance, if you like to have a red trimmed leather and a red flogger and a red paddle, well, red was originally associated with fisting. And so if you were in a gay leather club back in the 60s using all of these red leather toys, you would be calling out and flagging that you were interested in anal fisting. And so, not so much today, but it is definitely interesting. If yellow and black, for instance, is your thing today, back then, it meant that you were into water sports. You were into urine, piss play. So, there's a lot of different symbols that you may see. That's what's interesting. BDSM is a culture. We try to say it all the time. Sometimes people don't really recognize that. But we recognize and teach that BDSM isn't just a lifestyle. It's not just a way that you live. It's a culture. It encompasses a lot of different things, a lot of different aspects, a lot of things that have to do with identity. And symbolism, a lot of times, we generally associate symbols with identity. Like if you're in the vanilla world, if you see a ring on someone's ring finger on a certain hand, oftentimes you can associate that person is a married individual or a part of a married couple. And because they're married, that symbolism of being married. Married means a set of things. And so in the same way, if you see a collar in our world, if you see somebody waving a certain pride flag or wearing a certain pin with a certain pride flag on it, and it was the bear, you know that is likely a hairy gay man that's into chubby, hairy other men. Typically, something of that nature. And so symbols, there are easy ways to associate quickly identities. And so they're part of our BDSM culture. I'm Master Saturn. Thank you for joining me for this BDSM United podcast in our ABCs of BDSM series, where we kind of break some of these things down. Maybe you've seen some of these symbols around and you haven't really known what they were, why they were even a part, why we even have any symbols, and now you know. You can find all of our resources at www.bdsmunited.com. It was a joy speaking with you today. Join us again soon. Look back in our archive, and we have over 240 episodes now of our podcast, quite a bit. For a while there, we were doing them every day. We've calmed down just a little bit. Life just really, in my vanilla life, for instance, I work 6 days a week, and I am polyamorous. I'm in two different relationships, and so there's just a lot going on in my personal world. And so sitting down to make podcasts every day can be difficult. It's not undoable, but it could be difficult. And now that I'm focusing on some aspects of mastery, it's just I'm giving additional time to studying different spiritual things and personal development things. Just because anytime I do something, I always try to do it well. I try to do it with excellence, and I try to do it right. And so that's just me as a person, and that's just part of who I am. Thank you for joining me again, and I will speak with you again soon. Look forward to it.